This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Busy day today, Bart Scott. Let's get right into Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. We put on the Barton Hahn Twitter handle, at Bart N. Hahn, the question with a poll: will the Dallas Cowboys make the Super Bowl during the 4 years of the Dak Prescott extension? We have almost 500 votes so far. I think just went up a few minutes ago. 90%, Bart, are saying no.
90% that they won't make the playoffs? Yes. Have they looked at the division? Jalen Hurts, Danny Dimes, and who knows, Slash? We got a picture
WFT,
of the shadow.
WTF.
Right, let me tell you something. In Washington, they got like I used to be on Madden. Like on Madden for 2021, they just got a player that just says quarterback, QB. They don't even have a person name behind it.
QB1?
Exactly, QB1. What the hell are they talking about? You don't think that they can, with Dak Prescott throwing for 500 yards like he did a game, leading the team and still leading the league in passing, that he can't get a team to the playoffs that loaded on the offensive side of the ball? And look at who he's facing. Jalen Hurts, a team that's $64 million over the damn cap. We don't know who the hell's in Washington. And we're looking up here, Danny Dimes, Saquon Barkley, kneecap, don't even attach right now. We're trying to get that back strong. He's training with Beckham, and we got Ingram, no Golden Tate. We got to see what they do in the draft. Like, come on, son. This is the easiest, weakest division. Remember who won in division? A dude that hadn't played in 2 years came and won in division. It's called game blouses on them, and they talking about that they believe that they won't. He won't make it in 4 years. Come on, son. You're killing me, Petey. You're killing me early.
It is amazing the hate for the 90%? Dallas Cowboys. That
Jeez,
is insane.
Dallas, now, what? Hold up. Aren't we in Dallas?
Yeah, we're in Dallas.
Dallas, do you not – you better turn on your damn radio and defend yourself. Defend Jerry. Jerry said he always gets a deal done, and he got it done. It cost him a lot of cheese off the taco.
Yeah.
He might not be able to take the yacht out and afford the gas. I'm sorry, Dallas. He charged everybody extra money during the storm, so he has plenty. That's why he put it in there. But I'm not even going to touch that because that's Jerry, the businessman. That's not Jerry, the NFL owner. So let me bring it back. Let me not attack him personally. Jerry got the deal done.
Yeah.
It's to be applauded. But the damn deal should have been done 2 years ago, and it cost you premium top dollar.
But you were expecting that. What you were like, we didn't know it was going to get done, but it gets done, and that's the most important part of this. Again, our long national nightmare is now over, talking about Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys. What feels like it has been 2 years
exactly,
waiting to see when this was going to go down. A quarterback that they found, yes, they found in the fourth round, has turned into their franchise quarterback and arguably one of the top quarterbacks in the league. He's being paid as one of the top quarterbacks in the league. A 4 year extension for $160 million, $126 million. Are guaranteed. That's the second most. Patrick Mahomes leads the way, as you would expect. It's a new record. Now, here's the best part of it, because I love this about it, and this new is record. Where, as an NBA guy, I look at the league, I look at the NBA, and I'm like, this is how you got to be doing things. The signing bonus of $66 million, all this money up front that he's going to see, $75 million in the first year with that bonus as well.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. You front load it,
yeah,
and that's what they did. So now – I asked the question, like we asked it, will they win a Super Bowl in the next 4 years? And Bart, it's not even about will they, it's the pressure that everybody now thinks, well, you get this money, Dak, well, you better show up. You better now prove you're worth the money. And I say, you know what, it's not just about Dak saying, okay, now I'm going to go out and prove that I'm worth this money. It's also about the Cowboys saying, let's not have a Deshaun Watson situation on our hands in a couple of years. Let's make sure that we prove this contract was the right one to give, that this pays off, no pun intended, in the end. The pressure is not just on the quarterback. The pressure's on the franchise, Bart.
Oh, yeah. There's no pressure on the quarterback, because he can play. If he can't play at all, he got his money, right? Listen, you get paid for what you did, not what you're going to do, right? So he's got paid for what he's already done, what he's already meant to this organization. Now, going forward, if he doesn't play well, listen, it's about the organization having no margin for error. That's why these organizations don't want to pay all these players all this money, be at the top of the salary cap, because they can't outspend their mistakes. right? Their mistakes become more glaring if they can't spend money and they're just stuck with a bad team and bad contracts. So that's more – that's on them. So, like, they have to do tremendous in the draft. They have to go over to the defensive coordinator. I think the most pressure is on the defensive coordinator. He has to go over there and say, listen, you see how much money we spending over there? We got Cooper. We got Dak. We got Ezekiel. You got Lawrence over there. But everybody else, all the money, all the assets are spent on the offensive side of the ball. You're going to have to develop some people. And I know they got Vander Esch. I know they got Jaylen Brown. Mm-hmm. Jaylen Brown hasn't lived up to his contract after coming back, and they stole him because he was a first-round talent. But because of the knee injury, he came back, and they eventually paid him. Vander Esch has a neck problem. He's missed, you know, several games because of the neck issues, had neck surgery. So now they have money tied up in two players that they don't know who can be available and can play at a high level. So now the defensive coordinator, that defense was historically hot garbage. When I listen, it's hard to be that damn bad, right? They were historically horrible, right? Got Mike Nolan fired, threw out of town. They wanted to blame it on him, right? So, okay, listen, you only can blame the coordinator once. You have to blame the player second, right? So they have to figure out how are we going to get better productivity, how are we going to play complementary defense, right? Because clearly the organization has decided to win the way that Peyton Manning used to win. Great offense, bend don't break defense, just don't embarrass us, we're going to get you a lead, and just don't give up the big play. And so now the pressure is on the organization to go out and draft they got Trayvon Diggs last year, right? Now the pressure is on for them to go out and get a Surtain.
Yep.
And then have young, cheap assets, and now you got to coach them up. So, like, it's no pressure on Dak. Listen, Dak is sitting pretty. And the fact that he got the number that he wanted, Allen, 4 years, which means he gets a bite at the apple after three because they're not going to let him go into another year. And he has no friend. They can't tag him. So after that, they can't tag him after that.
Yeah, so, he's got a no-trade clause, no tag. Right.
Right. So he's good. So that means in 4 years, he's going to get another bite at the apple. And that was the whole thing. They wanted to be able to buy his whole free agency up. But now he has the ability, if he balls out, to get out, man. What say you, Dallas? You supposed to be chiming in. Call in, tell us how you're feeling today. Are you happy? Did he get his money? Are you happy he got his money? Or did they pay too damn much? And now you're concerned that the team won't be able to get assets to be competitive enough, not to win the division, but to at least win a damn playoff game.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. For the Dallas Cowboys fans who know that there's a lot of Giants fans that are clicking no on the poll that says, will Dak Prescott win a Super Bowl in the next 4 years now that this deal has been done? Really, what does it mean for the franchise? Again, I'd love to also hear from, if you're a Cowboys fan, is this now, okay, Dak, you better prove yourself, or is this – you know what? No, this is still about Jerry Jones. Because, all right, Jerry, you did the obvious. Because, I mean, Bart, was this a stretch by any imagination? This is what everybody said that they should do. Sign the guy. He is your guy. You found him in the fourth round. You've paid him dirt cheap for the first 4 years of his career.
$5 million first 4 years.
So, you've gotten away with having a guy of this caliber, and before he got hurt, averaging 30 points a game, offense was not an issue for your franchise. There's a reason why Dan Quinn is now your defensive coordinator, because they knew defensive, that's the side of the ball they've got to fix. So you've got your guy, you've got plenty of weapons, you've got the ability to win. However, it's never on one guy in the NFL. So it's not just on his shoulders. It's still on you, Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, and that entire front office and the scouts. You got a draft coming up. You got free agency coming up. You've got things you've got to still work on so that in the end, people will look back on this day and say, man, when they gave Dak that contract, man, was that worth every penny of it? Because that's what a Super Bowl means to your team. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. All right, we got a full bank of calls already, Bart Scott, so we'll get them loaded up, and we will get going on that.
How about them Cowboys?
But you know what? Again, this was the deal we've all been waiting for. Adam Schefter talks about how this deal got done. Take a listen.
They got much of the agreement in place over the weekend, and then they hammered home the deal on Monday, the record deal that pays Dak Prescott more guaranteed money than any NFL player ever has gotten in a deal. It's a four-year deal, and Dak Prescott will once again have this deal expire when he's 31 and the new TV money kicks in, and Dak Prescott will get another bite of the apple, and it should be a glorious bite if he performs to the level that he has in recent years. But the Cowboys lock in their quarterback. They save $15.5 million against the cap this year. Dak Prescott gets all his money. And think about this. When Jerry Jones bought the Dallas Cowboys in 1989, he paid $154 million. He's now paying Dak $160 million, more for Dak than he did the team.
Shefty, that is an incredible thing to think about, Bart, right?
Yeah, but keep it in perspective, though. Ooh. That team that he bought for $154 million is now worth about $4 billion.
I believe.
Right, so it's all good. You know, it's crazy, man. I get distracted, so I'm not trying to have AD. But I just ADHD. Mm-hmm. I'm just
– What's the matter? What are you all over? Are you jumping on something else already? Are we already jumping out of this conversation? Because I got another place to go with you on this.
We can go back.
We got calls to take, too.
Yeah, let's go to calls, man.
Because I don't want you jumping around. We got more to get to. We got to play Love Connection. We got a game to play today.
I'm disturbed because
we got Jay Will coming up. We got franchise tags flying around already today. It's 4 o'clock. It's a deadline.
I see people making winning moves, and none of these are involving the teams that I know because they're getting good players for cheap cheese. And I'm trying to figure out, where are the people that I love? Where's New York in this? Where's the Detroit Lions biting kneecaps in some of these moves that's being made when you're getting top-tier first-round talent but nothing? And what I'm talking about is the Titans traded Isaiah Wilson to the Dolphins. Like, come on, son.
Miami making a move. By the way, that's one that I have the eyes emoji. When they made that move, that's one of those where you're like, what are they setting up for?
This guy was arguably a great – right,
they got
tackle.
Him for nothing.
Right,
though, really.
Exactly. He was a second-round draft pick.
Well, because Tennessee was done with him.
I get it. But, man, like, how can you not be in on this? But, okay, let's move on. Let's go back to Dak.
Let's mention that. And also the trade, Trent Brown going back to the Patriots.
Right. Yeah. Those are winning moves,
Getting him back in New England was an important move for him as the Raiders. Clearly, that didn't work out. But what does it also mean? Because there's also rumor that – now, Joe Tooney, as you mentioned, Joe Tooney as a guy that you got your eye on.
Yes.
That he now – they probably won't tag him.
Right, because –
and he could be somebody that now, if you're a team looking for an offensive – like, you need quality interior offensive line work, right? If you're the Jets and the Giants, if you're in New York, both your teams got to be in on that.
Right.
Both your teams got to be in on that.
Right, and you just let – you could potentially could have traded for both of those guys and put one of them at damn guard. You see what I'm saying? You could have put the rookie at guard.
Well, you're still waiting on your guy though. Your guy from the Ravens that you're waiting on that move too, right? You're still waiting.
I hear he's going to Jacksonville, man. Little Birdie said he going to Jacksonville.
See, you already put me in a bad move.
But when I say that, y'all hear me. When he go to Jacksonville, don't at me because I'll be knowing what I know. But anyway, let's get back to that.
Tree just fell in the woods. 888 say ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to the calls. We got
I need a tick.
David in Montana on Dak Prescott. David.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
I have a gut feeling that Dak Prescott's going to be the new Carson Wentz of the NFC East. He's been playing great football, good quarterback, coming back off an injury, gets a huge deal, and never lives up to it.
But you don't
what,
like
– Well, what's your evidence to that? I'm curious, though. You said a gut feeling, but is there evidence to it, or is it just because you've seen this once before, you think it's going to happen again?
So I do not have evidence of it. This is just what my gut's telling me.
Is your gut telling you that because you ate some Orko triple yogurt and it upset your tummy? You lactose intolerant? Is that what hurt your stomach? What did Dak do to y'all? Y'all just got
a feeling? But he just said he saw Carson do it, and it's just this feeling that it's just this is what happens when a guy gets paid. And that's why I'm telling you, everybody looks at the player when the player gets paid, and you better show out now that you got your money. And I'm telling you, look at what the franchise does around that player that they just paid. You just made that investment, and guess what? You've now got to make that investment hold up. Rich is in Jersey. What's up, Rich?
What's going on, fellas?
How are you doing?
Man, listen, I'm one of the most realistic Cowboy fans there are. I think I argue with more of my fellow Cowboy fans than I do to Giant fans in the area. And I was pretty upset when I heard the news because
– Upset?
Look,
jeez. Like, Let him go. Why?
Well, all right, look. I like Dak, and I want him as the quarterback of the team. But this was, I'm drunk in Vegas 3 in the morning putting it all on black type of gamble right here.
You think this is done up?
He's coming off of this injury. You have no idea what you're going
to
get.
Whoa. Let me talk to you about this injury. This injury is not an Achilles. This injury is not a knee. It's a broken leg. That is totally different. It wasn't as severe as the Alex Smith. Guys come back from this all the time. This is not a big deal, right? This his injury was not a big deal. Like, he's back and he'll be fine, right? And he's a guy that plays quarterback. He's not cutting like Saquon Barkley. Like, I am surprised with you Dallas guys. How are you guys upset at this? If you didn't re-sign Dak Prescott, are you willing to go with Andy Dalton and go back into the draft or go try and get Marcus Mariota or one of those guys? If not Dak, then tell me who the hell y'all want them there to put there. For damn the money. Forget the money because the money's just about accounting. But if you don't have Dak, who do you want to put there? Who would you expect to put there and be happy as a Dallas Cowboy fan? I am shocked. I am appalled. Defending Dallas? Me?
That's a good one, too. Thanks, Rich. I'll tell you what, though. One other thing that you want to see a residual impact of this contract. You remember the list of four teams that Russell Wilson said he would go to? Take one off the list.
He might have to add one on.
Oh, he might have to if he wants to. We'll see. Oh, we are in D. All right, let's go. Let's go to the Big D now. Craig in Dallas. What's up, Craig?
Craig, we got you. We hear you. Speak. Craig, we can hear you, man. Can't have dead air on the radio, man. It's not good for our business. Bye.
Craig in Dallas.
Okay, there we go. What's up, baby? What you got for us?
Yeah, guys, listen, I completely disagree with that other guy. I'm thrilled as a lifelong Dallas fan. I think Dak is a franchise quarterback. He's only getting paid as a franchise quarterback. I'm totally good with the numbers. He is the face of the franchise, and I couldn't be more thrilled to have him as the face of the franchise.
And guess what? Guess what? The first 4 years of his contract, he only made $5 million. So you owed him a little extra cheese on the taco. He stands for everything. This is the thing. You can go out and get whatever quarterback you want. You got to decide if that quarterback is a high-character guy, if he's a hard worker, you don't know how he responds to adversity. You know all
these.
You know all the things about Dak already.
Is he loved in the locker room? Is he appreciated by his teammates? When he was carted off the field, did you see the emotion?
He should have had the damn MVP. Dak Prescott arguably could have won the MVP because that team was horrible once he left. Like, that team went from sugar to you know what. They went from sugar to it.
Yeah, thank you, Craig. I just feel like if you're like when you're looking at checking the boxes of franchise quarterback, and let me also point out too, when you look at the money right now, you know, and Jeff D had a tweet, let me get it, last night that also is something not to ignore, and it has to do with the size of the contract, right? And he said it was from a league source on the Prescott deal. Quote, you know what this is? This is Jerry Jones tipping off the extraordinary TV deal that is coming. End quote. Yeah. And Bart, with that in mind.
We call that insider trading. Way to go. Way to get early information and act as a business before everybody else knows. Way to go, Jerry. You just admitted to us that you insider traded. That got Martha Stewart locked up.
But what it also suggests is that this deal in about 3 years is actually not going to look like such a big deal.
Exactly.
And if I'm Joe Burrow, if I'm Trevor Lawrence, I'm like, I'm going to ball out for the next 3 years because if this guy's getting 42,
Herbert,
by the time it's
Herbert.
My – yeah,
if
Justin Herbert. By the time it's my turn, oh, yeah. You're looking at upwards of 50. Like this now, quarterback has become the premier position in all of sports. If you ever had any doubt, if you had any wonder, it is the premier position in all of team sport. All of team sport. It's just no doubt about that, Bart. Like, I feel like even though in the NBA, you got point
pitcher?
Guards
who's
that are making $40 million.
Who's the highest paid pitcher in the world?
Oh, Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole's getting $36 million a year for the Yankees as a starting pitcher. And starting pitcher used to be that. You got paid a ton. You got paid more
like
than anybody to be a starting pitcher.
Jeez.
But Gerrit Cole's at $36 a year. Now, the NBA's got five point guards that are making 40 or more this year. But the problem with this is that they're hitting that 40 when they're kind of on the decline. Steph Curry, you could say, is probably the one guy that's not. He's making 43, the most of anybody. But it's still 43 compared to 45.
Dak
getting 42.
Welcome to the club, Dak.
And Steph is over 30, whereas Dak is not.
Dak
and
gonna get paid twice.
Starting pitchers, point guards, you know, quarterbacks. It's quarterback now has become premier. And if I am a young quarterback in this league, you know what? In fact, Bart, coming up, let's do this. We're gonna keep going with the calls. We got them. We're gonna keep going with them. Say 888 say ESPN 888-729-3776. But you know what else we're gonna do?
What are we gonna do?
I think we got to play like a little. Let's play some Love Connection.
Ah, so I got it. You got a little gray on the sides. You can be
Chuck Woolery. I want to be Chuck Woolery. I want you to be the next contestant.
Ah, So
because now that Dak's got a ring on it, he's off the market. You can't touch that. Dak's off the market now.
But
there's some guys that are going to be coming on the market, and they're going to be looking for a little love connection with whoever they're with right now. So we'll go over that, see what some guys could be worth, who's up next to get their payday. And, of course, we got your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The poll is up on @BartonHahn on Twitter. Is whether, with this contract now, will the Cowboys win a Super Bowl in the next 4 years? We'll keep that going. But right now, that was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So we play the love connection. We take your calls. We look deeper into a franchise tag day and moves happening in the NFL. Jay Will joins us at 1 o'clock. We get into some NBA and hoop talk as well. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. We've done the math. Call or click today. Find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance. The number is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So, Bart, we've got a little game we're going to play here. Because it's always about, all right, what's next? You know, the Dak Prescott contract, the extension, and that getting done. Just want to do also, because I love to correct, and it's, that's the best thing about social media. I want to thank Marco, because he points out, as we were talking about, you know, who gets paid the most and stuff. I look at average all the time on the bigger contracts. So I mentioned Garrett Cole at $36 million on an average. Trevor Bauer actually is getting over 40 this year, 40 this year, 42 next year. So if you want to go on based on year to year, Trevor Bauer right now getting over 40 as a starting pitcher in baseball, that's certainly the number you got to look at as well. But it just shows you like what the premier positions will get you. Mm-hmm. Point guards in the NBA, you got guys like Steph Curry's $43 million this year. Dak Prescott at 42. Trout's average. See, again, his average, because they move the money around in baseball. That's why it's tricky, and I'd have to spend all kinds of time looking up every single contract, which, The point I was trying to make. But I still thank Marco, because we always want to stay correct on this show, no doubt about it. But you know what? Let's take some more calls before we play our game, 888-SAY-ESPN. Let's go to Scott in Michigan. Hey, Scott.
First of all, I'm going to tell you right now, my prediction is Dak Prescott and Dallas will never see the Super Bowl. I'd look at it, and throughout all the sports, it seems like whoever the highest paid players are, they never fill their obligation or their prediction of making it to the championship. It just seems like it happens time and time again that very few do.
I'm sorry, what's your name again? Scott. My last name, Scott. Scott the Scott.
He's from Michigan.
I know. But Scott, who's the highest paid quarterback in the league right now?
I don't know.
Patrick Mahomes.
That would be Patrick Mahomes. He's in the Super Bowl two straight years.
I'm saying, if you look at all the sports, I'm looking at all the sports and all.
Okay.
It seems like the highest paid players or the team with the highest salary don't win it, or they don't make it.
Highest salary, I'll disagree on the most part. But if you want to go like percentage wise, you could make an argument like Mike Trout is never going to see the World Series. He's never ever going to see the World Series. Let's just be honest.
All right,
After he signed that contract, unless he gets traded, unless he gets out of that situation with Anaheim, he's never going to the World Series. I'll give you that. But, you know, like there was a time where Alex Rodriguez was the highest paid player in the game, and, you know, he had some success with the Yankees.
That guy named Jeffrey, in his career, was making $35 million a year. That guy named Jeffrey. Jeffrey Jordan, for people out there that don't, Jeffrey Jordan.
You mean Michael?
Yeah, Jeffrey.
Yeah, but he was getting those one-year deals and stuff. But I get it. Thanks, Scott, for the call.
I get his point. I feel like I distract this guy. I stopped.
But I'll tell you what. I got some Michigan-related news for you if you want some.
I want some.
You and Scott can get some of this if you want some from Adam Schefter and also Tom Pelissero. The Detroit Lions, the Detroit Lions, have informed Kenny Golladay on franchise tag day that they will not place the tag on.
All right, Mari. I hear you, Mari. They will not.
You are not the franchise tag.
Well, but that says a lot,
Does
though,
that
right?
shock you?
No.
They just got Jared Goff. Don't you think you would want to have a guy for him to throw it to?
That says a lot. That says that they're going to spend that first-round draft pick on either Devonta Smith or they're going to spend it on Jamar Chase if he's there. That tells you right there that they're going to go cheaper with a receiver
they're
that
a
they think
fan.
they think the receivers are going to be potentially better coming out than what Golladay is. And then if they get him at a cheap level, they'll let somebody else give Golladay $20 million. They'll let the Jets. They'll let Jacksonville. They'll let those teams fight it out over Golladay.
Okay. All right, let's grab, one more. Let's take Adam in Tennessee because Adam's got a problem with the poll that we have up. Adam.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm good.
You sound good. You sound super calm, man. Too good.
I'm going to keep it simple.
Go ahead. Keep it simple. I like that.
90%, and I don't know what the number is now, but 90% said that they weren't going to make it to the Super Bowl. Bart, we didn't say that the Cowboys weren't going to win a playoff game. They'll win a playoff game. They always win a playoff game. They just don't make it to the dance.
Right.
But at some point, don't the luck have to change?
Wait. Let's let him finish. I'll update you. So right now we're at 629 votes. We still have an hour left. 88.9% are saying no to the question of in the next 4 years, will the Cowboys make the Super Bowl during the next 4 years? And so, Adam, you feel like that's in the wrong direction. You feel like they will.
No, I don't think that they will.
Oh, okay.
I think that the Cowboys have had Prescott, so they're not a Dak Prescott away from a Super Bowl, and Jerry Jones ain't going to get the rest of what he needs to get to a Super Bowl.
So so it's not that you don't trust Dak, you don't trust Jerry.
Well,
right.
Okay. Thank you, Adam. Because that's what I said earlier. Everybody's going to say it's all on Dak now. You got paid. Now you got to win. And I said, no, this is still on Jerry to now. You did the obvious thing. What you got to do is make this hold up. This was the best move.
I think this is the prime time, right? I think when you look at, right, it's arguably Aaron Rodgers may be out of the NFC next year, right? Mm. So you look at Drew Brees. He may be gone. Jameis Winston. I'm not afraid of that. And then Terrific Tom, they're restructuring his contract, but he'll be gone in a year or two. So then Dak may arguably be one of the best quarterbacks still standing in the NFC, right? As the old guards are starting to transition out of the division.
No, he's in
all the young studs are in the AFC.
But you can't have what you got to have though, and we'll move on from this. But again, what Dak has to do now is just be Dak,
right?
But the Cowboys, what they have to do now is say, now let's make sure, we got this guy in 4 years locked up. Let's make sure we turn this thing into a championship. But, Bart, as we always do, we like to always now look forward. What's next? Mm. Who's next? Right? And, again, Deshaun wants to get traded. We know that. Sit and wait for that. Hey, Russell Wilson passive-aggressively wants to be traded. One less team on his list now available to him. But what about getting paid? You want to play a little Love Connection?
Let's do it.
Let's play some
Let's
Love
go,
Connection.
Chuck. Let's
I'm going to be Chuck Woolery.
I'm not going to call
so
you
So as we
rest
know, I like this. Okay. So what we had was Dak Prescott, and he is now in a relationship with the Dallas Cowboys for at least the next 4 years.
Yes.
But we need to know who the next contestants are to get that ring, to get paid, to get that commitment. So, Bart?
Can you guess? So I'm
contestant. Contestant number one, tell me about you.
Well, I told you guys on draft night that I was going to bring you a chip. And I'm inching closer and closer to that. I've already made an MVP.
Oh.
I got 102.6 QBR rating. And my name rhymes with action.
Oh.
And I am one of the most dynamic playmakers in the game. My feet, I'm quick as a hiccup. Shake and bake, I hit you with the dirty leg, stanky leg, and I keep defenders guessing. Who am I, Allen? And am I worth it?
You are Lamar Jackson, and you are worth it.
Ah, so Lamar Jackson, okay.
Contestant number two, tell us about you.
Well, you know, the narrative on me coming out of college was that I couldn't hit the ocean if I was in a boat. I changed that narrative once you went and got me some weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been a little bit more due diligent with my legs. I can run like Cam. I'm big and strong. And I can throw a ball through a wall. And I had my team right on the brink. We improved by leaps and bounds. And listen, I do represent the Big Apple, just not the part of the apple that you expect. Who am I?
Oh, you're from the cold part of New York. Are you Josh Allen?
I am.
All right, Josh Allen. Contestant number three, and I see a trend.
Well, you know, I got so much charisma, machismo.
You got charisma.
I got more commercials than Denzel got hits. And I think I might try this acting thing out when I'm finished, too.
Hmm.
But I had a bounce back year after a sophomore slump. Man, my beard is so spy. I need to be on that commercial with Clyde Frazier, man. I don't need no dye. Who am I, Allen?
Well, I think you're the quarterback that put a stop to 29 straight failures. You would be Baker Mayfield.
Aha.
All right.
That I am.
Is that it, Bart? That are all the contestants before we decide on who is next?
I think we have one more.
But you know what? There is one more, Bart.
Let me guess.
All right. So, hi. I've had mono, but it's over now. I once saw ghosts. And I have a coach who, when he yells at me, I'm not quite sure it's at me because I don't know where he's looking. Who am I, Bart?
I got you. I'm the descendant of the Marlboro Man. I'm Sam Darnold. Kiss me, baby. Spin the bottle. Am I worth it?
All right. So who are you choosing in Love Connection as the one that will get paid the most next? Who are we choosing in this Love Connection, Bart?
I'm choosing the safe bet in Josh Allen, but I think the two, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Goes higher than Dak Prescott, like 42.5. Baker Mayfield, not so much. Action Jackson, I got to give him a short deal because he's reckless out there. Anytime you run the ball that much, you just won Pat White hit from going to play another sport.
Interesting. Well, that's our Love Connection. Did we miss anyone? Let us know. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Bart and Hahn, Allen Hahn, Bart Scott. We're brought to you by Goodyear. Celebrating March deal days with month-long service and savings, visit GoodyearAutoservice.com for offers. Coming up, we'll do some making moves. And oh, by the way, we have breaking news from Allen Robinson. But it's not what you think. We'll share that with you next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Bart Hahn Show appearing in the Goodyear Hotline. Guests coming up, Jay Will. It's Tuesday. We're getting some hoops with Jay Will, but obviously a big NFL day today. But, you know, as we talk about what's happening today in the NFL, let's go to making moves. So it's franchise tag day, right? So we're starting to see it already. Chris Godwin, tagged. See, so that's interesting. Isn't that interesting, right? Are the Bucs making that move?
Yeah, let me tell you why it's interesting, because Shaq Barrett is there. Yeah. And that means either they got to get a deal with him or he's going to become a free agent.
Mm-hmm. So you got that. Brandon Scherff, Washington, saying you're going nowhere.
Yeah, one of the best in the game. You got to lock him up, especially whoever you're going to bring in.
right. If it's
What's the dude they got paid for one play?
Heineke?
Yeah, Heineke. What the hell?
To be Taylor Morton, Carolina, going nowhere, offensive lineman. So he's going nowhere. Yeah. However, as we mentioned, Lions reportedly telling Kenny Golladay, no tag. Hunter Henry, also no tag. Leonard Williams with the Giants, former Jet. Leonard Williams in negotiations right now for a new contract. If not, they'll tag him. So let's see if they get a deal done in advance of that. Now, I was waiting for some others. Again, Godwin out, so he'll be tagged. But Golladay available now in free agency. That obviously raised a lot of eyebrows. What about Allen Robinson? What's going to happen with him in Chicago? So there's Allen Robinson goes to Twitter today just a couple hours ago, and we're like, uh-oh, what he got? But here's what Allen Robinson tweeted. Per sources, Andre Drummond will be signing with the Nets.
Ooh. That'd be gangster, though. Man,
he goes, they get some reinforcement on the defensive end of the glass. Look for them to still be active around the trade deadline, LOL.
Wow.
Allen Robinson tweeting out NBA news on a day where we want to know news about you.
Yo, let me tell you why that could be some insider information, though.
That's great.
People that don't know, Allen Robinson is from Detroit. Where did Drummond play? He played at Detroit. Professional athletes kind of hook up in the offseason. Also, you know, he probably going to Pistons games. That could be some breaking news. I can't wait to ask Jay Treasy about that one, because if he goes there, oh, man, that should definitely be like stacking the deck against LeBrick at 36 years old, man. Taking Griffin, which we didn't understand, but taking Drummond, who we think is going to have to be that replacement, that big body, in case AD can't give you 30 or 40 minutes.
Yeah, so Cleveland moves, again, buying out Drummond, and then – Drummond would then have to sign with the Nets. That's how that would go down, and that's just adding him, Blake, and just that whole team loading up, and that's what you would expect them to do. And also, again, that's what happens when you have stars, is they all – other players, I want to go play there. I want to get my chance to get a chip. And then Drummond, if he wins a chip, can then go into free agency saying, I'm a champion. Yep. You're going to – you know, looking for his money. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, were brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. So as Bart mentioned, we will have Jay Will coming up next. So – Dak Prescott, NFL news. I mean, of course, Jay Will on his show, KJZ, does talk about football as well. So we can ask him his take certainly on the money aspect of things and how that affects players and perspective. But there's a lot of NBA to get to coming off All-Star weekend as well, as you wait for the break to end and games to resume. So we'll talk to Jay Will, get back into Dak. You got audio files also in the next hour as well. And we promise to keep the calls rolling with you at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, at Bart and Hahn on Twitter as well. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio, or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.